A Mexican woman we'll call Sandra Gomez got married 4 years ago. Her husband seemed like a good guy. It turned out he wasn't. He was secretly involved with a gang of criminals who enslave women to work as prostitutes. Sandra was to be his next victim. Sex trafficking is an international business, and business is booming in a handful of towns in central Mexico. Conrad Fox reports from the Mexican state of Tlaxcala.
Sandra admits she didn't know her husband very well when they got married in their hometown of San Pablo del Monte, but he was nice to her and told her he loved her. That all changed soon after their son was born, and her husband insisted they move into the house of his best friend. She began to realize something was wrong with the relationship.
When we lived with them, I had to do everything for them. I had to wash the clothes, cook the food for my husband's friend and his wife and their children. My husband hardly ever worked. But he said, obey them, because we're not paying anything to live here. Basically, they were feeding me because they knew what they were going to do with me.
She was going to be trafficked.
Me llevaron a Tenancingo.
They took me to Tenancingo, and I was locked up there, in an abandoned house, for 3 days. They told me, we're taking you on a trip, but don't cause any trouble, because you know we'll make you pay.
Next stop, the Mexico City airport for a flight to Tijuana, and finally to a brothel near the city's red light district. There, she and some 30 other women served dozens of customers a day, with no pay. A handful of men watched over them constantly.
They threatened me all the time. They said they'd kill my father, my sisters, my son. They said I'd never see my son again. They said if I didn't obey them, my son would die. I was really scared of them. I was really scared when I left. I really thought they'd kill my father.
The elaborate method of Sandra's entrapment, from courtship to marriage to a child, is a hallmark of prostitution gangs here. It's a method that has become almost a family tradition for hundreds, perhaps thousands of young men in San Pablo del Monte and a half dozen other nearby towns. Bernal Salazar is a judge and former Tlaxcala state prosecutor.
It goes back at least three generations, passed down from grandfathers to fathers to sons. It's all they do.
He says young men target poor and unsophisticated women, attracting them with well-rehearsed pickup lines, promises of wealth, and even gentlemanly manners.
It said they're running out of victims around here, so they go to the mountain regions of Oaxaca, Puebla, and pick up 15, 16-year-old girls. They seduce them and get married with their parents' consent because they don't realize what they're up to. And when they get back, little by little, they try to convince the girl to work as a prostitute.
Often, says Salazar, the woman will accept, lured by the man's promises of wealth or his threats. But if they refuse, the man will hold the woman's child hostage, in many cases leaving the boy or girl with his own parents, while the woman is shipped to brothels in Tijuana, Acapulco, Mexico City, and even into the U.S. When I asked Tenancingo Mayor Germán Hernández what action he is taking against the prostitution gangs, he pauses for almost a minute before responding.
No.
I personally don't know anything about that, he says. His job is just to do the work to keep the municipality going, he adds. He can't be expected to do everything. About 1 year ago, the Tlaxcala State Attorney General's office created a special prosecutor for sex crimes, although it has reportedly had little success so far. Part of the problem is that few victims want to go to the police.
In 10 years as a prosecutor, I only ever saw one woman come forward to press charges.
Judge Bernal Salazar says the local police have such a bad reputation for corruption, he doesn't even trust them himself. When I asked a police spokesperson about progress in the fight against sex crimes, she said there's no human trafficking in Tlaxcala, and then hung up. After 2 months in captivity, Sandra was finally able to escape the brothel. She hitchhiked the 1,500 miles back home, and then she did something unusual. She went to the police. As a result, her husband was arrested and convicted of kidnapping. The other men, the ones she calls the main players in her kidnapping, however, remain free. She's seen at least one.
I've seen him a few times, driving around in a red truck. He knows I'm here. I've told them at work I'll only stay in the factory, not to send me out for supplies and stuff. I'm still scared to walk the streets.
Last November, the Mexican Congress passed a law providing stiffer penalties for human trafficking. Some people are hopeful it will help eliminate the crime in Tlaxcala and elsewhere in this country. Unfortunately, it comes too late for Sandra. For The World, I'm Conrad Fox in San Pablo del Monte, Mexico.